Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you had a recent event that honors a World War II veteran from your area who served in the Pacific Theater. What's going on here? What do people need to know?
Well, last weekend, family, fellow veterans, and members of the community gathered in Shingle House to officially dedicate a bridge on Sunnyside Road over the Oswego Creek as the Private Malin Stanley Memorial Bridge. Private Stanley was drafted into the United States Army at the start of World War II and served in the 1st Cavalry Division. He was among forces that stormed Leyte Island under the command of General Douglas MacArthur and was killed in action in 1944. At just 21 years of age, I was honored to sponsor legislation that named the bridge in his honor and certainly was very glad to join members of the American Legion Post and also Private Stanley's family at this very important and very moving dedication ceremony.
Also, you have a couple of events coming up aimed at providing some information for senior citizens. What do people need to know about this?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another series of senior citizen expos. These are excellent events to provide information about programs and services for seniors and their families. And the first event is going to be coming up on Friday, August 3rd at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford in the McDowell Hall, the Sports and Fitness Building on Campus Drive. And then we'll have a subsequent event in Kane on Friday, September 14th at the Kane Community Center. And then a third event in Rowlett at the Rowlett Fire Hall on Friday, October 12th. So three senior citizen expos coming up, excellent opportunities for seniors and their families to come out and meet face-to-face with organizations that provide services and assistance to senior citizens. And for more information, you can contact one of my district offices.
Also, as we get into the middle of the summer here, it's fair season in Pennsylvania. I understand that you are going to be out at some of these fairs with folks from your district office. Where are you going to be?
Well, it certainly is fair season upon us, and the first county fair in our area is the Potter County Fair, and I'm looking forward to having a table at the Potter County Fair to provide information about a variety of state programs and services. This is something that I've done annually for many years. My staff and I will be available at the fair to answer any questions or concerns about state government. My table will be staffed in the evenings from Monday, July 30th through Friday, August 3rd. And as I said, we'll have a lot of information about state government services. It's always great to attend this and other county fairs. It's a great opportunity to get out and catch up with people and to be able to answer any questions that people might have. In addition, we also have Ag Progress Days coming up, and this is the premier outdoor agricultural education exposition really in the northeastern United States, and it's held near State College and hosted by the Penn State College of Agricultural Sciences. It's estimated that over 45,000 people are expected to attend this event. It's held from August 14th through the 16th and really focuses on the latest developments in science and business related to agriculture production. The event attracts nearly 500 exhibitors from 34 states and Canada, all involved in agriculture production, and there's a wealth of information there. In addition, the Pennsylvania House and Senate Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committees will meet at Ag Progress Days on Wednesday, August 15th, to receive an update from numerous organizations and individuals on the overall status of our state's agriculture industry. So it's an excellent event. There's no charge to attend, and parking is free. So I would encourage folks to come out to Ag Progress Days.
Also, PennDOT is getting ready for the upcoming winter maintenance season, and I understand they may be looking for some people.
Well, none of us wants to think about winter, but for planning purposes, PennDOT is seeking seasonal employees for upcoming winter maintenance jobs. The program typically runs from September through April and includes a number of positions such as transportation equipment operators and mechanics and clerks and typists. And in some cases, there's the potential for this to lead to permanent full-time employment. So if anyone is interested in applying for any of these positions, you can go to the state website at www.employment.pa.gov and click on Open Jobs and then go to PennDOT's Winter Maintenance Program for more information.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.